Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Mom, can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's Varel Coast to Coast.
On a bench, coast to coast, in the biggest way possible, hanging out, the bad seed, the broken day, the bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around, bad out of bad take, bad lie, bad dude, bad breath, bad attitude, bad vibes. We are live in the Magic City Studios in the Varela Palace, right across the river, through the woods, from Granny Loves, little springtime amnesia haze hybrid in New York City, the Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, directing traffic, some kind of fashion, shake it up, stupid. On the finicum, rum, flat, flat, to party up, rats on the west side, but uptown, but a mess, splattered all over Manhattan. Shake it, ooh, it's only rock and roll, but I like it, yes I do, but I like it, yeah, yeah, should do, but hey, what's gigging? I'm Uncle Futrelli, along with your boy Carver High this afternoon. Mavi is running it with Hayden Pride, LTN in Kansas City, Mo. And we got a birthday roll call. Rory is 34 today. How's he doing in Carolina playing golf? Kevin Slowey, 39. Derek Roy, 40. Andrew Raycroft, 43. Ben Greve, 47. Miguel Cairo, 49. Matthew Barnaby, the big 5-0, going to the back nine, along with Ed Hervey. Joe Borowski, 52. Don Staley, 53. Kevin Todd, 55, double nickels. Eddie Perez as well. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. All the day ball. You heard the Prime Minister giving you updates. 2-0 Detroit, bottom eight at Comerica. 2-0 Tampa on the Pirates, bottom eight, Trop. Angels 11-5 over the Cards, top six. Baltimore 8-2 over KC, bottom three in KC. White Sox 2-0 on the Twins. They have been spanking the Twins and come alive this week, finally on the south side of Chicago. Nats just beat the Cubs 4-3. We'll keep our eyes on all of those games throughout the show today. Yankees beat Cleveland walk-off style. Jose Trevino did the damage. Brian Cashman tells Yankee fans not to give up on them. Angels beat the Cards last night 6-4, doing them again today. Trout with a go-ahead homer last night in the ninth. Ohtani, 13 Ks in five innings, tied a career high. He joins Babe Ruth as the only players with 500 strikeouts and 100 home runs. He's amazing. We got your Cy Young odds. Davis Maddock will join us from Fantasy Sports today, per usual, here in the 3 Eastern hour. Dodgers beat the Phillies 10-6. Muncie, a grand slam walk-off style at the Ravine. Tigers sweep the doubleheader from the Mets, doing them again today. Eduardo Rodriguez is just throwing a gem. He's done for the day, and they're up 2 in the bottom of the eighth. Braves beat the Marlins 14-6. Giants over the Astros. We got Logan Webb on the show. And Red Sox over to Jays 8-3. They're 18-14 now. Vladdy hit a moonshot, though. Mariners beat the A's 7-2 and 10. Suarez with a big home run in the 10th. Derek Shelton, did you see that meltdown on the umps yesterday for the Pirates? That was a good one. And your NL Cy Young odds, today's games, the rest of them tonight will give you the odds and who we're taking in those. Celtics beat the Sixers. What an awful game. I don't care what anybody says. I don't want to watch some 121-87 game. I was out of there. I really was. I don't care. I was on in Boston last night on the radio. And I was like, I'm sure it was fun for all the drunks that paid to go see it. that were there, they had to be happy if you were at the Garden and you paid all that money and you had 15 beers. But watching that on TV, I'd rather have a root canal. Jaylen Brown had a big game. Tatum did not. Doc Rivers talking, Embiid talking. Philly Boston series odds, we'll give it all to you. Draymond Green talking about LeBron today on his podcast. Tonight's NBA game is Lakers Dubs. That's the only one. 9 Eastern from the Chase in the city. Bada bang, in the way. We got the prop bets for the games. And that game one was the most watched semifinal ever in a conference semi. 7.4 million viewers. We got your series odds, updated title odds. Chris Paul going to be out at least through game 5 with the groin. Denver Phoenix odds, Knicks Miami odds, and the Pistons fire assistant GM Rob Murphy over alleged misconduct against a former female employee, apparently. That just does not sound good. Coach Young will join us on the lion's share per usual at 425 East. We got his picks for tonight, the Scooby Snack Specials, plus hockey. Everybody loves hockey. Vegas beat the Oilers 6-4. They held them off. Draisaitl had 4 goals. It didn't matter. Chandler Stephenson made it 5-3. We got the goal. We got the series odds. Canes whacked the Devils 5-1. They're used to that, though. Remember, the Rangers beat them 5-1 in game 1, 5-1 in game 2, and they still won the series. Seth Jarvis scored for the Canes. We got that one for you. Carolina jersey odds. Tonight's games, Florida-Toronto. We got Peter DeBoer. Seattle and Dallas. We got even Gerard Gallant saying some choice things about the Rangers organization. Apparently, he doesn't know what his status is, and he doesn't understand why he'd be fired if he were to be fired. They haven't said anything to him yet. Today in Carver High History, we're going to do that, plus Mafia Talk, UFC 288. That's at The Rock Saturday. And Alabama fires their baseball coach, a betting probe, NFL under investigation by the attorney generals in New York and California for alleged gender discrimination harassment in the workplace. We got NFL news. Jalen Carter and the Eagles, a 4-year rookie deal, 21.8, fully guaranteed. We got more NFL news for that. And the match, the next one, will be Mahomes-Kelsey against Curry and Thompson on June 29th in Vegas. Hunter Dickinson's going to Kansas. We always knew that would happen, and it has. We got soccer news. And Dubs Anderson to talk about the Champions League semis next week and the Kentucky Derby run for the roses Saturday. Plus Adam Kaplan today on Couch.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, Carver High, only one game has changed. Tampa up 3-0 now in the ninth on the Pirates, and Milwaukee, Colorado are underway at Coors, scoreless in the first.
Yeah, you were mentioning the Nationals did get that walk-off against the Cubbies. Alex Call, who with the walk-off homer for the Nationals today in the bottom of the ninth inning, Alex Call. And the Tigers still lead 2-0. Verlander gave up 2 homers in the first inning and didn't pitch bad after that. He only went 5 innings, of course, his first start of the year for the Mets. First start ever for the Mets, Scotty, as he has come back after missing the first 5 weeks of the season. So we will keep our eye. We have other games that start later this hour and at 4 o'clock. We will get to those in a little bit. I wanted to give you a couple things from last night first. To get us started today, the Yankees have had a very hard time scoring runs recently. But last night, they blew another lead in the ninth inning, end up tying it in the ninth. And then in the 10th, Jose, don't call me Lee Trevino, doing the damage on WFAN in New York.
The right leg.
0-2, line to center field. There's a base hit to win the game. Scoring is Cabrera. Ball game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
Oh, God. He can't even do that anymore.
We haven't heard from John all year.
He can't finish anymore. Your boy.
He's a very, very subdued Yankees win from Johnny there yesterday after their victory over the Guardians. So they do end up taking 2 out of 3. But as you know, things aren't great. They've got a billion guys injured. They're not scoring any runs. They don't have any pitchers either. Half the pitching staff's injured as well.
Michael Kay's so fighting Brian with Cass, fans.
I saw that. Michael Kay fighting with fans. Some fan DM'd him saying that he was, pumping up Brian Cashman during the broadcast, and Kay went after the guy. And sure enough, now that guy has deleted his Twitter, Scotty. He's ran off into the corner and wants nothing to do after Kay threw a haymaker at him. He did walk away.
Yeah, but Kay's the one getting the bad press off of it because he's like arguing with nobody's.
Right. That's the thing. And that, you know what that sounds like? Very defensive. Maybe he knows it's true.
Very sensitive about his broadcast, apparently.
Very, very sensitive.
Or his ratings on the radio, which he has none. Don't blame me. Don't blame me. Nobody listens.
Cashman met the media yesterday before the game, kind of wanting to settle people down, Scotty, as the Yankees last place in the American League East, despite having an over 500 record, just like last year. American League East, very competitive, but still, they are in last. Cashman says, Scotty, that we all just have to relax a little bit. Here we go.
Unfortunately, in the position we're in, we're going to be thankful that it's a long season because we're banged up so bad right now. If it was a short season, we'd be taken out. But we have time to make up ground, and we're going to compete with who we have here, and we look forward to getting who we need back, at a later date. Don't give up on us. That's all I can tell you. Don't count us out. Don't give up on us.
Count them out.
We got a good group of people, player-wise, staff-wise, support staff-wise.
It's a championship caliber
operation from that perspective. But we're not currently flying, at the level that we would have expected because we're missing some important pieces, which I think anybody would acknowledge. But in the meantime, it's also part of it, and you got to withstand it. So we got to find a way to continue to tread some water at the very least, and not slide too far out of it while we're waiting on some important pieces to come back.
You know who he reminds me of? Kendall in Succession on HBO, the son of Logan Roy, who's constantly trying to sell that everything's fine as their stock's tumbling and his deals aren't working and his life's a mess. But you know, it does remind me of that show that it's this core power group at that franchise that it really is. Think about it. It's Hal, Levine, Cashman, Boone, and others that have been in place with their power for so long that none of them would ever let go of that rope of power that they have. They just as soon cut the other guy's throat than lose their power. And I've told you on a number of occasions on this show last year, I told you they got to get rid of him. And Boone, it's not working. It's the same thing year after year. They make the playoffs in some capacity, winning the division or as a wild card, because of the money they spend. There's no other reason. They're not good. They're not good. Did you ever have faith that they were going to win in the playoffs last year against the Astros? Did you ever have any faith whatsoever? No. They could barely beat Cleveland. And again this week, they couldn't beat Cleveland. They finally walked off against them, but they got their ass beat in the series. My point is, they've been in power too long, Mike, and they don't listen to anybody, and they never change. They never adapt. They never get with anything else other than the same routine that has got them all this alleged success. It's not success in New York when you don't win at all. When you're the Yankees, you don't win at all. It's a failure. People say that phrase doesn't exist, that it's everything or nothing, but it is. Yankee fans only know championships. You and I both know it as well as anybody. We're Yankee fans. Come on.
They probably should have changed everything up 2 years ago. They definitely should have changed everything up after last year. Now they still have the same crew, still the same lineup with old guys that are all hurt. It doesn't end. And there he is telling you about, we're a championship organization. You're not a championship organization
no,
anymore.
Not.
unfortunately, and I hate, you know, everybody loves doing this, and it gets painful, but they haven't been a championship organization since the old man passed away. They haven't. And that's as simple as it is. And they don't like hearing it. The son ain't the same. He's given Cashman basically a lifetime deal. He's going to be the GM as long as he wants to be.
Honestly,
I actually would like to see them miss this year to see if that owner actually would have the stones to go and change things up and get rid of both of them. That's the only reason I would actually hope they miss the playoffs this year.
You said it best about George. Now, listen, you know how much I respected him, and I don't respect Hal, and I respected the drunk brother better. I wish the other one would have died. You can quote me on that, too. Honestly, seriously, they got the wrong guy dead because the right guy was the one that drank booze and fired people and traded people and had the stones to do it. This other guy's saltwater taffy, candy ass. And don't even tell me I'm wrong. Everyone knows it's true. Real Yankee fans know it's true. The wrong brother's running the team. He doesn't have any stones.
It is what it is.
He's a wussy.
His concern, as far as I'm concerned, is the $19 Heinekens kept getting poured, and everybody keeps showing up to buy them, and he's fine with that. And that's just, you know,
he's a money guy.
And he doesn't want to be involved in anything, so Cashman's been there a billion years, so he just lets him run the whole operation. They love Boone because he's a great talker, and he talks to the media because he used to be in it. They should, if they miss this year, I still don't think he'd fire them both if they miss this year. That's how much I think he loves
them. He's as bad a manager as he was a player, only worse. He was a buck
25
hitter. He's as bad as he was a player.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, Carver High, speaking of DMs, Davis Maddock joins us from Fantasy Sports Today. We were just talking about the Michael Kay fight with some fan after the game last night. I don't know if you saw that in St. Louis, Davis, but he started arguing with some random fan about his broadcast. It would appear to everyone that he was a little sensitive about someone criticizing him and calling him out for one thing or another for saying that he was supporting Brian Cashman and wouldn't say anything bad about Cashman. And Kay went off on this guy, and then it went public, and it is what it is. But we were just talking about Hank, and Carver High and I can't stand Hank and Aaron Boone. For 2 years now, we've been calling for him to go because nothing ever changes. They never win. And, you know, we're from the George tree. They would have fired both of them five times over for not winning it. And then I said that Hank's the one that should be alive. Not Hal. They should have switched places, is essentially. And I already said it once, so I'm not going to say it again. I said it the mean way the first time. Carver High's face almost dropped off the TV set when I wished death on the brother. But I did not wish death on him. I just said the wrong guy died. I mean, the bottom line is, Hank was like his dad, and Hank would have fired him. Hank had stones, his cigarette, his scotch, whiskey, and he meant business. He was about baseball, and this one's about dollars, making money. And the Yankees never win anymore. What do you think?
I mean, I hate the New York Yankees. Like, I think all middle American young men hate the Yankees because we grew up cheering for teams that couldn't spend near the amount of money, right? For me, it was the Royals. For you, it was the Pirates. For my buddies, it's been, you know, the Cardinals, the Brewers, all these teams. We always hated the Yankees. But Scotty, you know the thing that is most annoying about the Yankees, the thing that drives me absolutely crazy, is that what? If you are the New York Yankees, you should embrace being the villain. You should embrace being the empire. You should laugh at everyone who wants to be you. You should too small everyone. You should parade around the rings. You should parade around the trophies, the decades and generations of greatness. And they don't. They complain when they're the villains. They complain when people cast them as if they are the villains of Major League Baseball. And nothing is softer to me. Nothing is softer than being the villain, but refusing to acknowledge that you are the villain. That is soft serve stuff.
Like the Joker would have always been, he loved being the villain. The Penguin loved being the villain. All of them, all the bad guys love being the bad guy. And remember, say goodnight to the bad guy. I'm the last bad guy you're going to see.
Exactly.
Right. And then the Yankees are, you know, the Tiffany of baseball. They're, you know, they're the Cartier of baseball. And they only dine in the finest restaurants. And they only stay at the Four Seasons. And they all have Four Seasons bedding, which is $5,000 to $9,000 per bed. I mean, they really are. You're right. They're phony. I'm fair with that. But I've lived here for almost half my life in New York City, and I'm used to it. And I have a simple solution. Fire both of them. It's over. They remind me of secession. They never change. They keep their power, the family, no matter what. They protect each other like a lion protects its cubs. They never change at all or adapt. I got to tell you, I can't watch. I can't watch the Mets keep losing to the Tigers. Thank God the series is over. Because not for me, I hate the Mets, but I bet on them yesterday, lost. Bet on Verlander again today, lost. The day before that, lost. I mean, it is just beyond. And now they're going to go home and beat up on the Rockies, Davis. You know that. Senga tomorrow, right? They'll win finally.
Maybe they will. I mean, they're 16-15. They do get Justin Verlander back today. He immediately gave up a home run to Javi Baez. The Mets don't score a single run. It's like to not, I talked about this with Carver yesterday. Like when you're getting these Verlander and Scherzer starts, you got to be winning those. If you're going to try and keep up with the Braves in that division and keep up with the Dodgers and the Padres and, of course, you know, the almighty Pittsburgh Pirates, you got to be winning those Verlander and Scherzer starts at like a 75%, 80% clip. And they're not, you know, I mean, they just wasted. I guess Verlander wasn't bad today. 5 strikeouts, you know, to only walked one guy, only 5 hits allowed. But, I mean, it's very, very uninspiring to see. Right, he was average. He was average, and it's just uninspiring to see that be the result they get. Because I mean, this was probably like the most ballyhooed signing of the entire offseason.
How about your in St. Louis, and the Angels have just been pounding the Cardinals today, yesterday. Ohtani, what he did to them. What did you think of the 13 Ks? And what did you think of today? The beating they took again today. Is their season going down the drain?
Scotty, I was there. I was there in person. I was at the first base line. It was about 4 o'clock yesterday, and I was like looking at the slate, looking at maybe making some bets, and I was like, wait, the Angels are in St. Louis and Ohtani's pitching? Like, I gotta go. So I hopped on the old ticket marketplace, bought a little first base seat, came and I was like, yeah, this is the best. I'm not gonna pass seeing Shohei Ohtani pitch in person. It was so funny though, because he was scuffling a little bit. He was at 50 pitches through 2, but it felt like every time he got ahead of one of the Cardinals in the count, they were just dead. Like if the first pitch was a ball, maybe they could put one in play. And that's what ended up happening. Home run. I think, there was a Carlson hit a home run, and then Contreras hit a double in that third inning. But pretty much other than those, than the 2 home runs and the double he gave up, it was like, he was, I don't know, it's like, this is a weird analogy, but it's like he was pitching in like a foreign language or something. Like they had no idea what was coming. They would think it was fastball high and it would be, you know, that splitter down in the dirt. They were all over the place. It was like they just couldn't make contact. It was crazy.
What was it like watching him from that close and then seeing him strike out 13 and then every time he came off the mound to walk toward the dugout, what was your experience like visually, optically, and emotionally?
Well, okay, so Shohei Ohtani is my favorite player in baseball, obviously, so I knew I had to be there. But you don't, I think there's like an appreciation you get in person, because there's 2 things that are really different about him. The first is baseball players as a rule really aren't that tall. Most of them, like the first baseman can be, the catchers can be big guys, but Ohtani is like 6 inches taller than all of them. He is like this giant dude. You know, he's over at first base standing next to Goldschmidt, and Paul Goldschmidt kind of looks small next to him, which is crazy. And the other thing is, he is so precious about his arm that he doesn't really warm up. He doesn't really warm up that much. You know, pitchers are out in the outfield. They're doing the long toss. They're throwing the 90-yard throws. He doesn't really do that. I think he throws three warm-up pitches in between the innings, but he's not, you know, going full volume. And the other thing is, this is my first time going to a game this year. 10 out of 10 on the pitch clock. The pitch clock, and when you're at a game, it's like a half inning will go by. If a team is not getting on base, a half inning will go by in like 5 minutes. It's insane.
Yeah, that's crazy. All right, let's flip and switch gears to football. Some early fantasy football values that you're going to give out to our fans today.
All right, well, you know, near and dear to my degenerate heart, we've got all these $1 million, $2 million, $3 million fantasy football tournaments out there. Scotty, we want in on the multi-million-dollar payday. So these are some of the guys I've been drafting quite a bit early on. I've done about 15 drafts so far. First one, Cam Akers. He's going right about in the middle of the seventh round. Darrell Henderson, not on the team. The only running back they added was Zach Evans from SMU. Not particularly impressive. And Akers ended the season last year playing pretty much every single down. I also, I want to bet on Elijah Moore. He was so good for the Jets as a rookie. And everything was weird with the Jets last year. You know, different quarterbacks, and the quarterback, you know, Zach Wilson is pouting because he got benched, and Garrett Wilson is so good. So the available amount of targets went down a little bit. And two rookies here. I'm putting a flag in the sand on Jordan Addison. Obviously, he's not going to be he's not going to be in the first chair. He's playing second fiddle to Justin Jefferson. But Adam Thielen was second fiddle to Justin Jefferson for each of the last 2 years. 2 years ago, when Thielen was still good, he racked up 14 touchdowns. Thielen, I mean, you know, he's running like me out there. He can barely turn laterally anymore. So I'm not going to blame him for not logging that up. And then my favorite pick of the draft, and I think it's going to immediately translate to fantasy success. I thought the Lions totally botched it in the first round with the running back and the linebacker, but I think they really redeemed themselves with Sam Laporta from Iowa, who I'm pretty sure is going to come in and start for them like week one.
Wow. You know, I was fascinated with several of the tight ends and where they went. Like, everyone thought Mayer was going to go to the Cowboys. That didn't happen. The Steelers got right. The monster out of Georgia, the genetic freak. He's enormous. I mean, that guy's so, what is he, 6'8", 300 pounds? That guy's going to truck people. I just thought, you know, the tight end class was really strong for the NFL this year. And those guys are no names. You probably get a great price on them. What'd you get Laporta at?
Yeah, I mean, Laporta's like 14th, 15th round right now. I mean, he's going to get trendy, though. That's the thing. You know, just these young rookies, people get so excited. But they're not quite queued up. The people really like Dalton Kincaid for Buffalo. But I actually think Laporta is going to be a little bit better early on.
So Buffalo today, they finally approved the new stadium for $1.5 billion, and they're going to start building it immediately. So they're going to get their new stadium up in Buffalo so Josh Allen can finally give the Bills a Super Bowl. At the very least, they'll have a Super Bowl there one day. Maybe the Bills will play in it. Maybe they'll win a Super Bowl. Davis, great stuff. Enjoy the remaining games tonight in baseball. I'll see you tomorrow, buddy.
Beautiful. Take it easy. Thanks for having me, bud.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You got to get BetMGM's MLB Bet and Get Deal. The bonus code is SGMLB, SportsGrid MLB, SGMLB. Get the BetMGM app on iOS or Android. Sign up, deposit at least 10 into your account. Place a pregame moneyline wager of at least 10 on any MLB team to win at standard odds price. You're going to get bonus bets instantly, regardless of the outcome of your wager. The amount of the bonus bets depends on what's allowed in your state. BetMGM, go to BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Download the app. You're going to love it. All right, Carver High, we continue on with baseball. We talked about how the Angels were pounding the Cardinals today. They did it to them last night as well. And your boy, Davis Maddock, was there to watch Ohtani.
Yes, he was. Cardinals are making it a little closer this afternoon. It is now 11-7 in the bottom of the seventh inning. So they just got a couple of runs on a Paul Goldschmidt double in the bottom of the sixth. So trying to get a little closer. Last night, Angels came back in the ninth. Cardinals had a lead going into the ninth inning. They tie the game, Anaheim. And then Mike Trout, we had to play this one today. What a moonshot on Bally Sports West.
Now Trout hits one deep to left. This one might go back near the wall. O'Neill, and it's gone! Mike Trout has given the Angels the lead. Two home runs in the top of the ninth. And the Angels have stormed back to take a 5-4 lead in St. Louis.
How great does Mike Trout feel on that swing?
I mean, you just don't hear that very often at Busch Stadium or at Yankee Stadium. Fire Boone chants all night, booing at Busch Stadium. All they do is win championships there, and you never hear their fans booing. But they were booing right there, and that was what I noticed.
I noticed it as well, and let's be fair, they have been awful to start the year. In fact, if this ends the way it is now, 10-22 would be the Cardinal record if they lose today. What a shame that is. It's a 10-22 start if they end up losing this afternoon. I really busted me up inside. Ohtani went five innings, as Davis said. He maybe didn't have his best stuff in terms of he did give up four runs, but he also struck out 13 in five innings, which tied a career high. He joins Babe Ruth as the only players with 500 strikeouts and 100 home runs in their career. In fact, he also now is second on the big board for the AL Cy Young, 4-1. He's minus money for the MVP. I did that yesterday with Joe, you know, and he's second choice for the Cy Young right now.
I was just thinking about Babe Ruth for a second, right? Like, we've never really talked about this. It reminds me of, I think, we will never know because I'd have to go study the numbers. But the reality is this. When you talk about him, it's like you talking about the Leafs winning in 67 when there were six teams. So, you know, we always talk about how great the Canadians were when they were beating five teams to win every Stanley Cup. And for me, it's the same thing. It was like Babe Ruth. How many guys in the majors, seriously, back then, I'm just asking, would be considered, like, talented? Like, 20 guys in the whole league? I mean, honestly, like, every time the guy stepped up to the plate, he hit a home run and struck somebody out. No one ever got him out. No one ever. I mean, it was like he was eating hot dogs walking up to the batter's box. I mean, it was like he was playing against, it's the old line, plumbers and milkmen.
JJ, I just thought the same thing. JJ Redick with the NBA guys. They were playing against plumbers and grocers and all that. You know, they were playing.
Right.
That's kind of like Babe Ruth back in the 20s. Produce guys, that's for sure. But Ohtani continues to impress as always. The Dodgers beat the Phillies 10-6. Harper actually had a pretty good game for the Phillies. He had a bunch of hits, Scotty. But bottom of the ninth, Max Muncy. Big fly walk-off grand slam on Sportsnet LA.
Max Muncy swings at the first pitch, unloads down the line. Grand slam! Only needed one. He'll take them all. The finishing touches. The chef's kiss on a perfect homestand.
Well, you would think if they were playing tonight, they'd win again. They won six in a row. So all of a sudden, the Dodgers are hot.
They are hot indeed. We mentioned that the Tigers swept the Mets in a doubleheader. They beat them again today. They sweep all three games from the Mets in Detroit. Very rough couple days for them as they got Scherzer back last night. They got Verlander back this afternoon. Both of them lose.
It didn't matter.
They're not able to score any run. Didn't matter whatsoever. Braves beat the Marlins 14-6. They're going to start another game in about 20 minutes. I'll give you those numbers momentarily. Braves hit a billion homers last night. I mean, you name them, they hit a homer. Riley, Acuna, Ozuna had two. It was bombs away for the Atlanta Braves in Miami. All right, Giants beat the Astros 4-2. Who cares about that? They've been on a long road trip, which included that trip to Mexico City last weekend. So they played the Padres in Mexico City. They finally picked up a win yesterday. Logan Webb was outstanding for San Francisco. And it seems like, Scotty, he wanted to let everybody know about how difficult maybe the trip to Mexico City was for the majority of the team this past week. Here's Logan Webb.
The whole trip was very grindy, I guess. Like it's been a mental grind. It's been a physical grind. I think 3/4 of our clubhouse has the so like it's been a mental and physical just like grind. So it'll be good to get back home for sure. Hopefully,
I'd say. Away,
you know, we'll be better in a couple of days. But happy we were able to
Logan
come out
Webb.
Of this the last 2 wins. You know.
Well, that sums it up. Everybody got the screaming heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, not a good scene for a lot of the guys on the Giants after the trip to Mexico City. They always
Meanwhile,
tell you,
they won
Scotty,
in Houston. They just kept winning.
Yeah.
And everybody had the trots.
Don't they always say, don't drink the water when you go down there? I guess a couple of the guys in the Giants did not.
Now it's a little different. Now it's a little different. Now it's don't go down there because you'll be beheaded or killed
right.
or kidnapped
yeah,
or shot that's... at a resort in Cancun and buried in the
yeah.
sand. It's a little different.
There's bigger
now.
Problems than bad water. The Red Sox beat the Jays 8-3 last night. They're going to go for the 4-game sweep later tonight at Fenway. I know we usually don't play stuff from losing teams, but this is just like the Trout one. Did you see where this Vlad Guerrero Jr. Homer landed last night? Again, I mean, listen to this thing on MLB Network here. Let's
it landed
go.
At the Borgata.
Yeah, it's interesting. Oh, you know, I can't recall hearing about the wind too many nights at Fenway working like this. You hear
yeah,
it a
here's
lot
the wind.
At Wrigley Field in Chicago.
Yeah, get ready.
Guerrero saying, I don't care how hard the wind is blowing. This one's out of here. And I mean out of here. That might have dinged up a vehicle in the player parking lot outside the ballpark. Oh, man.
Boy.
You know what's funny is, and it's really not, is that the Red Sox are winning. They're 18-14. They're,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
they're playing good ball.
It's not funny. It's not funny whatsoever. They go for the 4-game sweep tonight against the Blue Jays at Fenway. Late night last night, I went to bed thinking that my over 7.5 in the Mariner A game was not going to happen. But thankfully, the Mariners tied the game at 2 and then scored a 5 spot in the top of the 10th, highlighted by Eugenio Suarez in the 10th on Root Sports. Little soul man for you on a Thursday on C2C. Let's go.
The soul man.
That's hit well to the gap in right center field. Going back, and it is gone. Hey, Eugenio Suarez, a 3-run homer. And the Mariners have a 5-2 lead here in the 10th.
Your boy. The soul man.
There he is. Dave Sims on Root Sports out there with the
Love
Mariners. Unfortunately, the Pirates got swept in Tampa the past few days. They tried to come back in the 9th today. Carlos Santana drove in a couple of runs to make it 3-2, but they could not come all the way back. How about Derek Shelton last night? Given him and the umps, that was quite the show. We've seen some good umpire shows this year, but Shelley was going off
was
on those guys.
He went off on 3 umps, not one. He went off on 3. He went after each one of them, and I mean, it was the language was awesome.
That's what they like to call getting your money's worth. Is what Derek Shelton got last night, getting tossed from that game for the Pirates. NL Cy Young, Spencer Strider. I gave you the AL. I figured we have to give the NL some love as well. Strider plus 225. Zach Gallen, Max Fried there up on the big board. Wheeler, Luzardo. There's Alcantara at 25-1 now. He has not had a good start, the reigning NL Cy Young Award winner.
Yeah, and you know, I watched Strider get lit up the other night. You know who hasn't been lit up at all is Kershaw. Kershaw has been dominant. I'll take a piece with him. What about him having a Verlander type season?
Look, we've seen, like you said, Verlander's won it. There's been some older guys who have won the Cy Young very recently. So it is not out of the question maybe for Kershaw. Just has to stay healthy, which is always a problem for him. They just got going at the Ashtray between the Mariners and the Athletics. Kirby's Dreamland and Drew Rushinsky is the pitching matchup today for that one.
Money
right
on
now. Mariners obviously were heavy favorites on the road, Scotty. We talked the other day about how there's been a lot of overs for the A's. What do you got for us here as they just threw the first pitch moments ago?
Yeah, I bet it this morning, and I'll tell you exactly what I got it at. I bet it at minus the run and a half at minus -135. It wasn't the greatest price in the world, but I did bet it.
Yeah, that's I even saw it get to the immortal 2.5 right before first pitch. They had a little 2.5.
And the Orioles have blown that lead. They were up, what, like 8-1? It's 8-7 now. So they're not covering either. And I got them minus a run and a half. And I bet on the Braves tonight straight. I got them at $1.05 early this morning before it moved a little bit to 110.
Yes, the Braves and the Marlins start in about 10 minutes. You're going to get Dylan Dodd and Jesus Luzardo as the pitching matchup. Minus 110 both ways right now. 8.5 is the total in that one as they will start down in Miami. Man, the Braves have pounded them the last few nights, Scotty. I mean, absolutely pounded them.
Well, I need them to do it again today, okay? Honestly, like, what was I up, 8-1 in the Oriole game? 8-1, was it?
Yes. Well,
you gotta be effing kidding me. Against the Kansas City effing Royals, they gave up 6 runs in 3 innings. I mean, they're just, two runs an inning.
For them to score more. They'll score more. That's what they'll do. They've been pounding the Royals the last
time. No, they won't, because I bet money on them. No, they won't.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, Carver High, I don't know how I can get off of Boston in terms of, I know that Gausman's going. I mean, you know, whatever. I'm not afraid of him. I think, you know, like, let's calm down here. $1.58 for a team that's won 5 in a row. Is that what it is? Is it 5 in a row? Or have they won 6 in a row? I can't keep track of it. They've won 5 straight, going for 6 and a sweep. They've kicked their ass all week. Why not tonight at that price? I don't care if Bello's been average. The bats aren't.
He's been average, but the bats have not. Kevin Gausman does go for the Blue Jays, as you said. Up to the moment here, they've got first pitch at 6:10 East, which is the latest game tonight. There is nothing after that. The 6:10 Boston start, the only night game. Minus 185 for Toronto. Plus 150 right now for Boston. 8.5 is the total. They've gone over the first 3 nights. Let's go over again. Over the 8.5 for me.
Why not? And listen, you know, you talk about that last game of the day at 6:10. I'm fine with that too. I can watch the end of that, and then I'm going to watch the Panthers and Leafs, and then I'm going to watch Seattle and Dallas, and I'm going to watch the Dubs and Lakers, and I'm going to go to bed and get up and sunrise run. I mean, it's a perfect dinner. I mean, for me, like, and 34C cranking out the meatloaf and spicy potatoes. It's all happening. I got 2 good hockey games and a basketball game. I mean, loving life.
Yep. That will take the focus tonight. And when we come back, second hour, start to turn towards that. NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs. We will start to get into it all in hour number 2. On C2C. Did you like that game last night? I was able to barely stay awake for the Sixers and the Celtics last night. What a disaster that was.
I went on with your boy. Adam Kaufman. You remember him, our anchor at CBS?
Yeah,
he's doing a show now in Boston. And, you know, they were all excited about it. And I said right on the air in Boston, I'm like, hope you enjoyed that, you know, 50-point blowout. What a thrill that was to watch. I was out of that game. Anyway.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Mom, can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on...
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.